This morning's reading is from Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 6, and it's from the New Living Translation, which is different to our church Bibles. I believe it's on the screen, so you can follow along with it up there. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence, like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So, I can hear you all saying, that was fun, but what has all this got to do with Isaiah chapter 53? Can I hear that? Is that what you're saying? What's it? Yeah, what's it? Well, I'm glad you are, Sean. And remember at the beginning, I said, you know, sometimes, and this applies to all of us, not just dads, sometimes we're super, and sometimes, in fact, a lot of the time we're not. And we don't love God and our families and friends, let alone everybody else, with all our hearts, in the way that God made us to. And the Bible calls this sin. And the reading we had this morning from Isaiah chapter 53, Isaiah was a prophet in Israel, and he was writing 700 years or more before the birth of Jesus. But he was writing to explain how God was going to rescue us through Jesus. And I don't know if you noticed, but a little bit like a superhero with a hidden identity, that passage told us that we probably wouldn't recognize that God was at work in Jesus. Because do you remember it said there was nothing about him that would really make us take any notice of him. And we always know, I don't know if we can get that a little bit darker, so this is a picture of Superman pulling an overturned super tanker through the Arctic ice. It's a little bit dark, but the big sort of bulk there in the back is the super tanker. And then you can recognize Superman, can't you? Because you can see the cape. And that's the thing about superheroes. You know when they're doing something super because they're in their outfit, aren't they? They're wearing their cape, they're wearing their mask. And people know it's a superhero. But Jesus wasn't like that. The Bible tells us that although Jesus was God, Jesus is God, the creator of the universe. He put his power and his glory, the power that created the universe, he put that all to one side when he came to earth so that he could be exactly like us. But because he never sinned, because he always loved God with all his heart and he always loved his neighbors as he loved himself, because he never sinned, he could carry the weight of our sins on himself. And that weight was far greater than hauling the weight of a super tanker through the Arctic. So remember that reading said there was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried, it was our sorrows that weighed him down. So when Jesus carried the cross, he was carrying all of that weakness and all of that sin, weighing him down. And you could almost imagine that the thing that the Bible calls sin is a bit like kryptonite was to Superman, sort of our kryptonite. It breaks our friendship with God, and it makes us less than God created us to be. And Jesus took all that kryptonite into himself so that we can know we're forgiven and set free to be the people God made us to be. And of course, we still all mess up. But because of what Jesus has done, we can be confident that God loves us and forgives us when we say sorry. And because of Jesus, we know that we have an ever-loving Father in heaven who cares for us. The Bible says that all of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We've left God's path to follow our own. But because Jesus took those sins on himself, we can know that we have a loving Heavenly Father who forgives us.
That was such a helpful image of, perhaps you think you don't really know who Jesus is, but that was so helpful in what sort of great dad would you like? What sort of God do you want to worship? There's different kinds of power and there's different kinds of strength. And if you feel, whatever your age, you're not really sure what Matt was talking about there, he'd be delighted to talk to you, or I would, and you could get to know this God who's been revealed in the person of Jesus for yourself. There is no greater friend to have than Jesus. Thanks so much, Matt. And I think we're all going to picture you slightly differently with that. That was your hope. Well, your dreams have come true. Rory and the band are going to lead us in some songs that are a song that's looking at Jesus. What do we believe to be true about God, who is the Father? Thanks, Rory.